Now, one of the dumber moments during that very long election campaign was when Bill Shorten went running and people noticed that he had some...
Moobs.
What?
Moobs, they're called. Man boobs.
Yep. When you've put on weight, you've told me that you've...
When I put on weight, it goes a little bit on my belly, but quite often it'll go to the boobs. Very embarrassing condition when you're a bloke.
Now, the Wentworth Courier's reporting
this
today.
Have you suffered from them before?
Probably.
Let's be honest here.
Probably.
Moobs.
Probably. Okay. A growing number of men are undergoing cosmetic procedures, facelifts, tummy tucks, pec implants and breast reductions. Dr. Benjamin Norris is the Bondi surgeon, says around 15% of his clientele are men. Breast reduction surgery is becoming quite a thing. You wonder whether there was a spike after the Bill Shorten thing. Let's find out because the doctor's on the line. His surgery is called Form and Face. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you both?
Very well, Benjamin. Thanks for joining us. Quite shocking news, though, isn't it? Men really coming into your surgery to undergo breast reduction surgery.
Well, it is about 15% of my practice, and if you look to 2-3 years ago, that wasn't the case. But it really reflects one thing only, and that's accessibility and acceptability. So, you know, it's not like, you know, people didn't have man boobs 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's just it's much more acceptable now to have it, and it's more acceptable to have something done about it. And that's why we've seen an increase in the number of men having the surgery.
And what are they replacing their man boobs with? Are they like those firm pecs that we see in those male fitness magazines?
No, definitely not. The vast majority of men are not having pec implants, but it's certainly not in Australia. It's more a US thing, much smaller numbers here. Basically, what they want is they want a normal-appearing chest. So, you know, you see the pectoral muscle and definition and not much else. So man boobs is it's a pathological condition. There's actually a substance there, an abnormal substance that requires removal. And then there's a smaller percentage of people that are simply just overweight, and the vast majority of it is fat. And if they lost weight, they'd probably improve the appearance of their chest.
I mean, I know you're a doctor, and maybe you can explain why do men have boobs in the first place?
Well, about 60% of young blokes, as they go through puberty, will develop some sort of breast development, and then by the time they reach 18, when the hormone levels settle into the normal sort of male pattern, it will disappear. But unfortunately, there's a small percentage of those teenagers where it doesn't disappear, and that sort of probably accounts for about 75% of all the gentlemen I see. Then there's a smaller percentage that unfortunately use anabolic steroids, a well-known cause of gynecomastia or man boobs, mm-hmm. And that's probably about 10% of people I see. And then, in reality, we're a heavier, fatter nation than we were sort of 25 years ago. And so the other 10% are simply just overweight, and they collect that.
And we're also far more conscious of our body images these days.
Well, yeah. You know, we live in a highly visible and highly competitive environment, especially here in Australia. And men are longer in the workforce, and they're having to compete with younger blokes. Yep. And the expectation is that they look good.
John and I have just had an original idea. Rather than doing the surgery, why don't you send these blokes our way? Because we've come up with the idea for a bra for men, the man's ear.
The man's ear. Oh,
no one's thought of that before, have they?
No one's ever thought of that.
Oh, yeah, Seinfeld might have done that already.
No, I think you think so. And just you've only got 30 seconds left, but is the face work now getting better? Because, you know, for years we'd see people who looked like they'd looking into the headlights, like a rabbit in the headlights, and their faces didn't move. You can do it better these days, can't you?
Yeah, very definitely. A more natural, conservative look is certainly the trend here in Australia.
Right. Yeah. A few people around the place might have missed the boat on that one. Thank you, Doctor.
You're most welcome. Have
Dr.
a great
Benjamin
morning.
Norris, his surgery is called Form and Face.
13, 13, 32. Come on, put your hand up. Have you undergone that sort of surgery?
So.
Or would you?